Balls and Beers, everybody. Your favorite MLS prediction show is back, and we got another great show for you here tonight. Now, back in week number one, we had ourselves not a good week. It was our worst week statistically ever on Balls and Beers. So how much did we improve in week number two? Before we get to that, here's Mr. David Arona.
Hey.
And Mr. Bobby Lepe.
What's up, guys?
And I'm your host, Louis Barone. All right. So we learned our lesson in week two with the Champions Cup teams playing midweek. So the winner of week number two, Bobby takes it down again.
Woo! Ooh, Bobby.
But.
Yeah. It's still a negative. It's still a negative, just like last week.
Technically, Bobby improved. He went from minus 13 to minus 10. So Bobby was the week once again with minus double digits, which shows you, well, how Dave and I did. So once again, Bobby will not get an extra double down in week number three. Bobby went 5-9. Like
this whole season, nobody's getting extra double downs.
You're for real, dude.
It is. Okay, well, I'll get to that right now. Okay, in second place, with a whopping three victories for the week, yours truly with minus 23. Once again, in minus 20 territory, at the bottom of the standings, with an even more whopping two victories in week number two, that ridiculous. I believe... is a Balls and Beers record as far as win
for that
percentage.
Many games that percent. Yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah, the win percentage. Yeah, there was the asterisk where I won no games, but it was three games, so I went.
I mean, technically, technically the win percentage for that is zero.
Technically, the win percentage for that is zero. There is an asterisk next to that, but obviously, since I know that that's there, obviously it is in fact,
Lewis. Since it's a small amount, can you tell us which games we did actually win?
Okay, so let me see.
I won Miami.
I won
the Miami game.
Yes, we all won the Miami game. Okay. We all had Miami. David, you had the Galaxy winning.
Yep.
So that was it. So Miami and the Galaxy.
Didn't
those
I have
are your two games
as well.
No. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, you did. Those are David's two games. The three games that I won, I had Minnesota and Columbus drawing. So that was the very first game. And then Miami. And what was the other one? Oh, Colorado-Nashville I had as a draw. And that ended up 1-1. So those are the three games that I won. So, David, you scored the same as me, minus 23. So obviously no improvement for you. You scored minus 23 in the last week as well. Overall standings, minus 23. Bobby.
That's gotta be an anomaly, right? Has anybody ever done like two exact scores in a row? Zero is high.
Okay. We've done that. Minus 23 for Bobby overall. David, you're at minus 46. And I am at the bottom of the standings. Obviously, this is a record for me. Wow. Actually, I think this is a record for everybody, by the way. This is the furthest we've ever been through 2 weeks. It's never happened before. I had mentioned last week, season four.
Oh, my God.
You had to go back to season four.
You're going really long for this.
In Jesus. Week number one. Week number two, we somewhat improved. This week or this season, we did not. So through 2 weeks, this is our worst that we have gone through in the first 2 weeks. I am putting up, we all are putting up wooden spoon numbers. David gave it up and we're all now fighting for that, apparently. so obviously, it's only week number two. This game is not
so what's your so what's your numbers, Lou? What's your number? What's your negative number?
Minus 48. Yeah, okay, minus 48.
I said I'm at the bottom
of the standings.
Sorry.
Right?
Okay.
46.
I'm at minus 46. Bobby's at minus 23.
Yeah, so.
48.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you guys are very close to each other. Very close.
Yes. So yeah, David's win percentage, it's 166. I believe that's pretty close. I'll go back and just in case, I know I have it written down in the notebook, which for whatever reason isn't here, but I know that it's close. It's pretty darn close. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and see if we can rebound. It's in week number 3. David, go ahead and crack that beer open.
Yeah, let's get this home because I've been staring at it for a while. There we go. Done.
All right.
So soft.
I know, super soft. I tried to make it louder too, and it didn't happen.
It was like the softest version of the toilet paper, like the style, you know?
A little chair.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, David, so I got it. Found my notebook. It is not the worst week that anybody has ever had. So 166 percentage, it's actually 0.090. So not even at 100, you're at 90. And yes, it was by you back in season season number 3, you went 1-11. Yeah. All right, so here we go. Week number 3, we're gonna get this started with NYCFC versus Portland. Bobby, go ahead and go first this week.
Oh man, I did absolutely zero research. My new job has me working on the weekend, so I don't really watch any of the games anymore ever now. So here we go. NYCFC, confidence of 3.
and the winner of week 3 is Bobby.
I hope so.
Look, NYCFC is winless in MLS play. Portland looking okay. They got a draw over the weekend. They had a big win in their first week against Colorado. Oh, wait. No. Portland did not play this week, right, Lewis? I think they were the one
didn't play. No. They played DC United.
Oh, they did. Okay. I think there's a team in here somewhere that didn't.
Yeah, there's always one.
You paid attention as much as I have, David. Yeah, stop there you go.
I actually did research, and I thought it was Portland for some reason. But look, NYCFC at home, I think they're due for the win here. I'm going to give them the same confidence as Bobby with the 3.
By the way, the team that had the bye week last week, it was Atlanta. Atlanta did not play. So here's the thing. NYCFC may have the best jerseys in the league, but Pauly, just not good performance on the field. NYCFC is one of 3 teams that has yet to score so far in the 2024 season. They are now at home. I believe that their first 2 matches were on the road. So this is their home opener. Portland is, I guess, surprising everybody. They're technically in first place in the Western Conference. Had a very resounding victory against Colorado. I don't think that's anything to shout about. And then they drew against DC United. I'm not even sure what to think about that because I have no idea how Portland is doing really and what kind of team they really are or what kind of team DC really is, because they've also been kind of like, where did this come from? So I honestly have no idea. I know the NYCFC is bad. Home opener. Have no clue with Portland. I couldn't really pick a winner here. I'm just going to go with the draw and hope for double points. That's basically my reasoning. Toronto versus Charlotte is our next game. Dave?
Say the line. Toronto's back, baby. I don't think they're actually back. But they are facing a Charlotte side that has been mid to poor. So I'm going to give them the win here. But I'm going to give them a confidence of 1.
Yeah, I can't give them that much confidence. I think Charlotte can still play up to their standard, which is very low. Draw, confidence of 1.
So, again, 2 teams where I'm just not really sure what to think of them. Toronto has had 2 road games, both against Champions Cup team, so they had the advantage there. They have they're yet to lose. Charlotte has the same record, 1-0-1. They beat NYCFC, isn't saying much, and then they got a draw against Vancouver, which again, I don't think it's really saying much, but you got a point on the road. For this one, I think I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to the home team in Toronto, since they do have a win under the belt. And they were playing against one of the better teams in MLS, regardless if they're playing Champions Cup. Anyways, they still got business done. So I will give them the small benefit of the doubt. It should have been a one, but for some reason I have it as a two. Toronto, confidence of two. Atlanta versus New England. Bobby.
I think it's basically because of the bye week and just being at home. I'm going to go with the Atlanta, confidence of two.
The bye week, and they play Aluense tomorrow in Champions League. New England does, that is. So I'm giving this one to Atlanta. I'm going to give them a confidence of three.
Yeah, so Atlanta gets their home opener. They had a bye. They are the second team that has yet to score in the 2024 season. However, they only had one game in which they lost 1-0. So there's that. And they are playing against a team that is going to be competing in the Champions Cup, as David said. So I'm going to go ahead and give Atlanta the victory here. Confidence of four. Columbus versus Chicago. Dave?
Normally I think I would have locked this for Columbus, but for whatever reason, I kind of feel like maybe Chicago is a little teeny tiny bit improved, and I feel like Columbus is getting off to a slow start. So I'm still going to give them the win, but I'm only giving them a confidence of three.
So with everything David said, I have no damn idea because I haven't been paying attention. So I'm going to give Columbus Crew a confidence of two.
Columbus Crew enters Champions Cup this week. They had one of the teams with the bye in the first round. So they start this week going up against it's a little bit of an improved Chicago. Once again, don't really know where they stand. They went up against Philadelphia with the Champions Cup team on the road, got the draw, then lost to another Champions Cup team in Cincinnati at home. I really don't think that's anything to be like surprised about. Maybe the fact that they couldn't even manage the draw versus the Champions Cup team, but it is Cincinnati. It's just one of the stronger teams in MLS. So going up against the defending champions at home, who at least on paper is a better team, I will give the edge to Columbus. I think normally, as David said, this one might be a lock, maybe even a double down. But they're in Champions Cup, so we're going to keep it low. Columbus, confidence of two.
Also to note, though, that Columbus is playing Houston at home in Champions Cup. So it's not like they have to go out of the country or anything like that. I feel like this is just an additional MLS game just thrown into the mix there, which is also kind of why I didn't swing way the other way to Chicago.
I think also for me, it's not only do you have an extra game in the week, it's a tournament that is obviously going to be more valuable. I think every MLS team that is still currently in the Champions Cup is going to throw everything in that Champions Cup, because you can sacrifice games in March. You will catch up in the regular season, especially if you're a Champions Cup team where you figured, I'm going to be able to make the playoffs. I just need to get hot in July and August, right? So they're going to throw all of their eggs into the Champions Cup basket, because guess what? The winner of that not only gets that prestigious trophy, it's also a spot in next year's expanded Club World Cup. And I think that's an even more coveted trophy. So that's kind of where I went. It didn't really matter that they're playing another MLS team. They're going much harder for that game compared to you know, if you did play Houston just in the regular season. So I took that into consideration that more emphasis will be on that Champions Cup, more so this year than any other year prior because of the Club World Cup berth at stake. All right, let's go ahead and move on. The New York Red Bulls will host FC Dallas. Dave?
You know, I think this might actually be a pretty good game. This might be one that I watch rather than some of the other 4:30 games there. I think that Red Bulls, with their new signing, doing pretty well. I'm going to give them the win. Confidence of 2.
I think within either team, the better team is definitely Dallas. But I think New York will be able to hold their own. So I'm going to give this a draw. Confidence of 1.
So the New York Red Bulls, 2 games on the road, both against Champions Cup teams, and got a victory in Houston. By the way, that's not an easy thing to do. And then it got the draw against Nashville, a scoreless draw in Nashville. I believe they were actually the better side for that game, completely dominating in that game, but were not able to find the back of the net. New York actually looks pretty good, even, again, if it's a little skewed because they were playing against Champions Cup team. Dallas is not a Champions Cup team. They're riddled with injuries, and they have not impressed. They don't look good. They needed a last-second goal to beat San Jose at home and then lost to Montreal this past week, also at home. New York has their home opener. First away game for Dallas. One team looks good. The other team doesn't. I'm taking the Red Bulls. I'm locking them. 5. Orlando versus Minnesota. Bobby.
Draw, confidence of 2. Orlando... pretty much, I didn't expect them to fall that hard to Miami. But I also didn't expect Miami to have that surge of energy from when we were just a few weeks ago just saying how they were weathered. Minnesota coming into Orlando, I think they're going to still be a formidable team. But I don't know if Orlando's going to be well enough to beat them and vice versa. So draw, confidence too.
Orlando... calling out that their match referee was pictured wearing a Miami jersey, and that a referee got replaced immediately by league officials didn't help them at all. Maybe they would have been better off with the Miami fan referee officiating their game. Got walloped.
None of the goals had anything to do with the referee.
So I know. they got walloped. They played Tigres today to a 0-0 draw. So they're going to, I think that their energy is definitely elsewhere right now. I think Minnesota really needs to get a win. I'm going to get them to get off the mark there. Minnesota, confidence of 3.
Orlando, the third and final team that has yet to score in 2024. They had a 0-0 draw against Montreal and then got walloped in Miami. They are a Champions Cup team. And by the way, they didn't score today against Tigres at home. So personally, I did not think offense would be a problem for this Orlando side. It seems to be, which is kind of interesting. And kind of worrisome. You scored 3 goals against Cavalry FC. Both legs. That's it. That's all you got. So probably not good. Minnesota played a pretty good game against Columbus, Heartbreak City, as they dropped 2 points in the final minutes, final seconds, I think. Yeah, I kind of wanted to go Minnesota here. I ended up going with a draw, though. Confidence of 2. Philadelphia versus Seattle. Now, I think in another week, this might be game of the week. I mean, as far as names and teams are concerned, it's going to be hard for us to find another game of the week. But Philly is in Champions Cup, and Seattle is... not doing too well. David, who do you got?
Yep, Phillies in Champions Cup. They're at home. I thought they played really well in the first week, and they probably played pretty well last week, I think. I did watch some of their game. But I think Seattle, you know, again, Philadelphia, no draw with Pachuca today. Their minds are elsewhere. I'm going confident 3 with Seattle.
I can't give Seattle that much confidence, even with all of the situation. I'm going to go with the draw, confidence at 2.
Philadelphia got a draw. Last minute goal in Kansas City on its way to a defeat. But the Bobby curse is alive and well, as he had Kansas City winning that game. And they said, just kidding. They go up against Seattle, who dominated Austin at home, but were unable to score. 0-0. And I believe they are winless because who did they play in their first week? I don't remember. Oh, LAFC. That's right. They lost to LAFC on the road, unable to beat Austin, which was kind of a surprise. Now you got to go to Philadelphia. By the way, they just lost their new DP signing, De La Vega, for 8 weeks. Not good. And apparently this was a recurring injury for this guy. So also not good. And he's young. I think he's like 22, 23. So Seattle is going to be hurting. Though their core is still good and experienced and all that, they're also getting up there in age. All the people that you saw like 7 years ago winning the cup or whenever it was, yeah, they're still there. And their young blood has just went down. So really can't go with Seattle on that. Can go with Philly because they just played Champions Cup. I'm going to go with the draw here. Confidence of 2. Austin versus St. Louis. Bobby.
I'm going to have to go with St. Louis here. I think they're still a very good team. I think they're better than Austin at the moment, even when they're going away at home. The St. Louis team knows how to play away. Confidence of 2.
Yeah, Austin is in shambles right now. Louis, you called it at the beginning of the year that Josh Wolf might be on the hot seat. I think that seat is getting hot for sure. So they're not doing well. I'm going to give this to St. Louis. I'm locking them.
So, yeah. So St. Louis, another, are they a Champions Cup team? No, they got eliminated. I don't even know. I think they actually got eliminated.
I don't see them. Yeah. I don't see them. Yeah,
yeah.
On
the I think list. Houston was the one. Yeah. Houston was the one that knocked them out. Yes.
Cincinnati has a game on Thursday and Nashville does as well.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, that's a Champions Cup.
Yeah, Champions Cup.
Yeah, it is. Nashville, Miami, Champions Cup.
Yeah. So St. Louis was eliminated from the Champions Cup. They don't have to worry about that. They're still a road team. They are playing against, obviously, not good Austin side. St. Louis can now focus solely on MLS, and we're going to see if they can do a repeat performance of what they did last year. Obviously, if you haven't heard our season predictions, our season preview, go ahead and listen to that. But I don't think anyone has them repeating as a Western Conference or number one seed in the Western Conference. But they're playing against a very poor Austin side. St. Louis still a good side. I'm going to go ahead and make it unanimous here. Take St. Louis, but it's really hard for me to give a lot of confidence to a road team, especially this early in the season. Let's go ahead and take St. Louis, but with a conservative 2. RSL versus Colorado is our next game. Bobby.
RSL versus Colorado. I'm going to have to give this to RSL, man. They're hot. And is it going to still be snowing at that time? Confidence of 3.
Yeah, well, we joked it last week. That like the one team that might not have a huge advantage over is Colorado if it was snowing in the way that it was snowing, you know, against LAFC, obviously. I still think, you know, it could snow, they could be on ice, it could be on sand. It doesn't matter, dude. Colorado is Colorado until they prove otherwise. Salt Lake, confidence in 10. This is my double down.
Yeah, RSL is one of the teams that maybe we were overlooked during our season preview, yet we all said, this is probably a pretty good squad. They are playing against a very weak Colorado side. They're at home. This is a no-brainer. I will say this, because this is somewhat breaking. This probably dropped about an hour ago. Their midfielder, Pablo Ruiz, is done for the year. He was injured last year, and they struggled without him. He is now out for the season. How much does RSL actually struggle here?
Yeah, did he play this last two games?
I don't know, actually.
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I'll look it up, but I can't imagine they're going to struggle.
No, he was in there. Yeah, he was in there. He played. He played. I just saw. So this is a big loss for RSL. However, they're at home. They're against Colorado. Maybe they struggle, but it's against Colorado. So I don't think they're going to be too much. I don't think they're going to lose. I don't think they're going to draw. They should still win. I'm going to take RSL with a five. I'm locking it. And hopefully I'm kind of just betting more that Colorado sucks. But that's something to keep an eye on for RSL. LAFC versus Kansas City. LAFC returns to their home after the poor snow bunnies had to deal with the storm that, you know, it wasn't perfect conditions, so they couldn't win. Bobby, who do we got?
Oh, well, because of the travel, they're going to have frostbite, so it might be a difficult game. I'm going to go with a draw of confidence of one.
Look, they're going to go. Bobby would draw. I think they bounce back in this one. They're going to have their crowd. They're going to have their perfect pitch. They're going to have their all the things going their way. I'm going to give LAFC the win here. Confidence of three.
Yeah, I think LAFC, the most I will give them is the game probably shouldn't have been played. And that's where it stops. When the decision was made that you're going to play, cool, can't complain anymore. Both of you are dealing with the same elements. One team did it better. The other one kept whining. So it's very – you can kind of throw what you saw in that game out the door. You don't really think that RSL is a good team. You can't say that LFC is a bad team. It's just it was a pretty bad –
They were a good team in snow. They were a good team in snow. I'll tell you that.
you can probably – throw that game away as far as what you're seeing. Like, is it an indication of how the teams play? Throw that one out. LAFC is still a good squad until proven otherwise. They're at home. They're playing against Kansas City. It's a tough game for Kansas City. I think it's a tricky game for LAFC. However, I do believe that they're going to come out victorious. I'm going to take LAFC with a lock. I'm going to go ahead and double this one down, because the only other game that I was thinking about was RSL, and I changed it when I saw that Pablo Ruiz went down. So I'm going to go ahead and use 10 on LAFC here, and if they lose, cool. San Jose versus Vancouver. Bobby.
I don't know why it went this way, especially seeing how they performed this past week against the Galaxy, but I'm going to go with San Jose with the confidence of one over Vancouver. I just feel like, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to Vancouver, so I just don't feel like they could get an away win. It's just a guess.
Lewis and I watched most of the Vancouver game on Saturday. At least the first half. And they looked like they just didn't really have any ideas going on. They looked pretty poor, but then like again, so did San Jose. This is definitely my skip pick of the week. I have a confidence of three in the draw.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a game I wouldn't want to watch. I'm looking at some of the other ones. I was like, which one is my garbage cup? Toronto, Charlotte, maybe if this was last year, 100% this would be it. But not so much through the first 2 weeks. In fact, it's kind of an interesting game. NYCFC Portland, kind of the same thing, But Portland's in first, so I'm not sure. This is one where, like, these teams just – this probably might be my garbage cup just because there's nothing really else that will stand out or live up to that name for this particular week. So I'm going to say this garbage cup. Either way, I'm not watching it. I really don't know where to go. It doesn't look like San Jose. Well, we all knew that San Jose was not going to be a good team this year, or at least we figured that San Jose will not be a good team this year. Vancouver, I think, was like, we had them, what, borderline playoffs maybe? So not that much better. Confidence of 2 in the draw. Could not pick a winner here. Cincinnati versus DC United.
Who do you want it to pick? I'll go. Who? Since I'm talking. look, I think that DC showed some improvement. Cincinnati's got Champions Cup this week, which is the only reason I didn't bet this a little bit higher. But I still think that Cincinnati's going to be able to get the win at home here over DC United. I have a confidence of 3.
Completely didn't put Champions Cup in the contention of my decision. But either way, since David still thinks they're going to win, I also think they're still going to win. And a 3-point, if they win, still equals my double down. Cincinnati, double down.
Cincinnati's still a good team. Playing against DC United, I don't know if DC's good or not. Second place, they're 1-1 or 1-0-1. They're playing against the Champions Cup team. They're on the road. Cincinnati won their last game against Chicago after Champions Cup on the road. Don't really know where to go. I don't think I'm giving DC the win. I was in between Cincinnati winning and the draw. Ultimately, I'm going to give the Supporter Shields winners or holders the benefit of the doubt here. But only with a 1. Cincinnati, confidence of 1. Miami versus Montreal. Bobby.
They're home. They're on a high. They did fantastic this past weekend. I know they're going to be itching for more. And they're hungry. I just don't think Montreal can handle them this weekend. I'm locking Miami.
Yeah, all the things that Bobby said, with the one caveat that they went to they're going to have gone to Nashville for Champions Cup. I still think that the quality of the players is enough to get past Montreal. I'm going to give them a confidence of 4.
This one was kind of a tough one for me because Miami is, we know that they're grueling preseason. You saw how it affected them in that first week, right? They started off slow in RSL. RSL was actually the better side before Miami scored basically 2 quick goals on the counterattack. And then were completely shut down by the Galaxy. Then they had a 4 weeks rest against the Champions Cup team who basically, you know, did what Miami did. Had a midweek game. You saw how they suffered. And Miami took advantage, full advantage of it. Now Miami enters Champions Cup. They have one of the teams, also one of the teams with the bye. They're playing against another MLS side, so it's not international. However, I think, as I said before with the with Columbus, is that this is going to be the tournament where everyone's just putting their stock in. Miami included. I think Miami isn't built for a long... I think we even said this maybe last year or maybe in the preseason this year. I don't think they're made for the long haul. I don't think they're made for the marathon of MLS. They're made for the short term. They're made for Champions Cup. They're made for Leagues Cup. I think there's going to be squad rotation when it comes to Montreal.
There has to be.
It has to be, right. Suarez can't go the distance. Messi can't go the distance. And their defense still sucks. Montreal surprised at least, well, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm wrong about Dallas and Montreal. Montreal got a road victory in Dallas. Can't overlook that. I wanted to give this a draw, but ultimately I'm going to choose Miami here. I don't know why, because I probably should have just put the draw, but I'm going with Miami. I'm making unanimous, but once again, I'm going with the lowest amount of confidence. I'm going with a one in Miami. Just don't be surprised that if you don't see their stars playing in that game, in which case I think Montreal probably should have won the game, or at least advantage will go to Montreal, but whatever. All right, guys. And finally, our Galaxy take their unbeaten streak and their optimism into Nashville. We're just talking about them. Mr. Galaxy, how do you see things playing out?
Ooh-wee. Paint seal, paint seal, paint seal. Not only that, Pooch. De Jong getting his second goal and an assist in this last game. And, oh my God, a new transformed Delgado. Sharp back passes. This dude is cheeky now. Everything he does is little cheeky moves now. He gets a whole different vibe to him. This is a team that feels very confident on the ball no matter where they are. No matter where they are. And this is a team that just signed a $10 million player. And doesn't matter. He's probably going to go get married this weekend. He's not going to be in the lineup this weekend. And it's all good. Fagundes got it handled. Dude, this team's going to handle Nashville. I'm going to go low, low, low because I'm still scared. But I have a very, very, very confident. I'm confident in this team. But I'm going to keep it low because of balls and beers. Because I'm scared of balls and beers. LA Galaxy, confidence at two.
The Galaxy impressed against San Jose. Paint seal, as we saw, you know, hope that we get a lot more of that throughout the season from what we saw against San Jose. Dejan, goal and assist. As Bobby said, Gabriel Peck won't be with the team this week because he will be getting married. But I don't think they'll need him against a team like Nashville, who's still struggling to kind of find out whatever kind of team they're going to be this year. Are they going to be stout defensively? Are they going to be attacking? Like, what are they? They also have Champions Cup midweek against Miami. So my guess is they're putting a lot of energy into that. I still think that it might be one of those games for the Galaxy, though. So I'm going to go draw, confidence of two.
The Galaxy are super confident right now. You can hear it in their voices, their tones, what they're saying after the game.
Painter, his comments. Did you know it?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
But you hear it from everyone. You hear it from Yoshida. You hear it from Pooj. You hear it from Paintsill. You hear it from even Greg Vanney. They're taking that confidence into Nashville, and they have almost every advantage to them. As David said, Nashville will be playing in Champions Cup, and they're playing against Miami. Messi is coming to town. It is going to be an emotionally charged game. There's also the rematch of last year's League Cup final. Again, you're putting all your stock into this tournament because you wanted that place in the Club World Cup, along with the title of, you know, best team in the region. Hate using the word trap games. It's no such thing as a trap game. It's an excuse. But we have seen the evidence in Balls and Beers how a midweek game affects the performance on the second game and vice versa. A lot of emotion because it's Miami and Messi, and I think a lot of energy, both mental, psychological, and physical, is going to be exerted in that Thursday game. That's an advantage for the Galaxy. Not to mention that their MVP,
Hani Mukhtar.
Yeah.
Is out with an injury. So he's not even there yet. if the defense holds and continues to play the way they've been playing, there's no reason the Galaxy can't win this game. They now have a killer instinct. They smell blood. There's blood in the water. There will be blood in the water. They got to take advantage of this. I think the Galaxy should win this game. But man, this team has hurt me so many times and I'm just waiting for it. I'm taking the draw for that reason. Maybe it's half a reverse jinx. I still believe the Galaxy should be winning this game. The only disadvantage is traveling cross country. That's it. But balls and beers. Draw confidence of 2. That does it for us here in week number 3, guys. We're looking to bounce back after 2 very, very poor weeks. Hopefully we get a rebound here and it'll be a chase for the trophy, the good one, and not the wooden spoon. So tune in next week and see how we did in week number 3. This is David and Bobby signing off.
Good night, later, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.